Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we've got talent meetings, we've got sales rumors, and so much more. I'm being joined by Raj Geary. I'm Jack Farmer. It's Wrestling Inc. Breaking news. Raj, we've got a bunch of stuff happening right now.
Goodness gracious. These last these last 10 days have been absolutely insane. Kind of makes me, makes me miss being a part of this.
Oh, it's been wild. You're still tangled up in it.
I'm still tangled up.
It's clutches on you. We still got you a little bit.
Absolutely.
But yeah, it's something that, usually we do these news segments before the review shows and everything else. But I think so much news has been happening lately. We decided, look, we just got to jump in and start talking about this as it's happening. And it's being reported by Fightful already that there's been an all-talent, all-hands-on-deck meeting at SmackDown tonight, which obviously gets everyone interested in what's going on and what could happen. Now, I guess before we get into the nitty-gritty of what the meeting is, I want to ask your opinion on something. It feels like these all-hands-on-deck kind of meetings have been happening more often recently than they have in the past. Is that just because big things have been happening, or should we start looking at these as just something that regularly happens now?
Well, the last one was for just employees. So this one was the talent. I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of these. There's a lot of uncertainty with the company as far as, obviously they are aggressively looking to sell. And it's no secret. And with that, you're going to get tons of rumors. We saw, a big one earlier this week turned out to be, a little jump in the gun a little bit. But I think we're going to see, a lot more of that. I think today, it was more, once again, just trying to calm everyone down, just say, informing talent of what's going on, just saying, hey, let's not jump the gun. Vince McMahon is back on the board of directors, but he's not back in management. That aspect, for the most part, is still the same, except Stephanie McMahon resigned earlier this week. But outside of that, it's all the same. It's one of those things, trying to assure talent that everything's all cool, but you see everything that's going on, and there's a lot of chaos.
And as we're doing this, people are coming in here. Thank you to everyone who's joined us, especially those of you in the chat. Justine, Maestro Dog 65, Ricky Zaldivar, George Bartley. Good to see you guys. Carlos, thank you guys for joining us in the chat. Let us know what questions and things you guys have in there. And also, if you're watching, make sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe, and leave a little comment in there. Those comments and those likes really do help us. I know we ask for them all the time, and sometimes people just probably brush it off, but just leaving a little comment in there, hitting that like button, it really does mean a lot to us. So please do that. Now, with this meeting, again, this is being reported by Fightful. One of the things that stands out to me as we go through this is, Triple H is saying, again, reported by Fightful, that there's nothing that's going to change in creative. But I have to ask you, Raj, people, if we're looking at selling the company, one, I know this is what you want to say, we're not changing creative, but realistically, at any moment, that could change. And theoretically, if they sell, that's realistically got to change, right?
Right. Well, and Triple H said as much today that right now, Vince McMahon is deferring creative to Triple H. And while they have discussions, Triple H makes the final call. Triple H is still running creative, but that could always change. Again, when it comes to someone buying the company, you would think they'd want people in place that know the process. They're not going to just put, bring in Walking Dead writers to, hey, you watch wrestling when you were a kid. Do you think you could do this? So you'll want aspects of the business, still to be a part of it. I mean, the closest thing we've seen is the UFC sale. And they did get rid of a lot of high-ranking executives after the sale to Endeavor. So there are going to be changes. I would not say the entire management team stays as is, but you would assume that anyone that buys the company is going to want to keep certain core aspects in place. And you would think, assuming Vince doesn't go crazy and let Triple H go and, or, move himself back into creative, that they're going to want to keep that aspect intact and keep Triple H in that spot. You would think. That's just my speculation. Real quick, let's get I really want to get some of these comments in here as we're going along.
Yeah, absolutely. Which one?
Saying hello to the family.
Hey, Ricky, always good to see you. Appreciate the support there. We also have George saying sell to the highest bidder. I mean, that's the name of the game, isn't it, Raj, to make as much money as you possibly can on a sell like this.
Normally, and we'll get to this in a second, but if the highest bidder is Tony and Shahid Khan.
Yes. That's well, we will get to that. I know everyone wants to hear that part, so we're going to put that in the back so people have to stick around and wait. I do want to give a shout out. We've got our very own Demon Diva in the house saying hello to Raj with 2 exclamation points and Jack with 3 dots. I think those are supposed to be 3 exclamation points.
How do you get more?
I get to, well, you know.
Happy belated birthday, Issa.
Happy birthday, Issa. as we continue on, you mentioned that they wouldn't want to change it. You want people in place, but to play devil's advocate, I got to say, I think about whenever a football team gets a new coach, they change the coaching staff. When I look at James Gunn taking over DC, he's getting rid of everybody and starting fresh. Just to play devil's advocate, is it possible that someone might say, hey, this is my toy now. I want to change everything. I mean, I know I'm speculating here, but that's what people want to talk about a lot of times.
Anything's possible, right? I mean, you never know. It could turn out that the new owners coming in were big wrestling fans as a kid and they want to see that product on screen and aren't fans of what's going on right now. I mean, you just never know, but you would think buying the company as is right now, they have a system in place. Basically, it's like a factory with WWE. I mean, they know how to churn out content. They know how to make money, deliver good ratings. And do you really want to step in and mess with that? You know, when you're talking about a specific team, that's different than, like, let's say they were taking over a show as opposed to the entire company. And I think the overall wheel, you'd kind of want to stay in place, and then you can mess with the cogs, and make changes there.
So something that was updated again by Fightful, I believe here, this is updated live though, is that Kevin Dunn also spoke and has basically said he's worked with Vince for a very long time and Vince hasn't said anything about making any changes. So that's gotta be reassuring, especially the people who were brought back recently or the people who maybe had some difficulties while Vince McMahon was in charge. So that's gotta be reassuring, at least to them.
Yes, it should be. But Stephanie McMahon just last week said everything, you know, all their positions are going to stay in place and that's not going to change. So the one thing, you know, to quote an old Sting line, is the only thing's for sure is that nothing's for sure. I just went through, and by no means am I comparing selling Wrestling Inc. to a WWE sale.
It's about the same thing, right? It's just industry the same way, I think.
But, you know, when I'm selling the site, I don't want a bunch of chaos going on and you know, freaking the man, you know, the new buyers out on what they're getting into. So I would think for Vince McMahon, the best thing for him is to not make giant movements on the management front, keep everything going as is, keep the machine rolling, and just do what he said he's coming to do. And that's, you know, supervise a sale or partial sale. You know, this doesn't necessarily have to be a full sale. It can be, someone just buying a fraction of the company or even a majority stake.
Now, Antoine Fair has a question here I want to pull up, Raj, and it says, can you explain the report I saw that Vince has to be hired to be head of creative? He can just take over. I'm not really 100% sure on the what Antoine means by that, but it sounds like he's implying that there's a report that he has to be like he needs someone approval to be creative, or this is just another chance at him to get creative. What are your thoughts on that?
No. I mean, there was an SEC filing where he said he intends to not be in creative, keyword intends. But they could always file another SEC filing if he decides he wants to let someone go and feels like the need to step in. He has 81% voting power. He can do what he wants ultimately. So he can put himself back in charge of creative if he wanted to.
Brian Wunderlich here has a question that I think would be interesting for you since you recently did just sell a company. Brian asks, why sell and not keep it a family generation thing?
Well, the WWE stock, let's see, it closed today at $89.40 a share. That gives it a market cap of $6.65 billion. The Hollywood Reporter, this sounded high to me, but they said that they're looking at approximately $8.5 billion in a sale. And so, you know, you keep it in the family and you see how much they're actually making a year. And granted, obviously, they're not getting all of that $8.5 billion, or if let's say it turned out to be $7.5 billion or $7 billion. Mm-hmm. You know, a big chunk of that goes to Vince. You know, you got your other shareholders and everything, but their grandchildren's children are set for life. You know what I mean? And yeah, they'll probably still be, I mean, Stephanie's already out. Triple H, if he wants to, will probably still be in that role. So, you know, why wouldn't they?
You talk about how much Vince makes a year, theoretically off of, let's say, just owning the shares. I have to imagine, too, if his game is to make as much money as possible off of the WWE, he's not going to be alive long enough to make another $7.5 billion from annual collections. So if you're going to cash out, now is probably the time for him. Antoine Fair continues with a super chat. Thank you, Antoine. I read a story that he has to be hired to take Triple H's job, not just take it over. I wanted to clarify. Sorry.
Yeah. And again, no, because like when Triple H was put into that position last year, he didn't have to be hired. He was kind of moved into that role.
Yeah. Yeah. So as we move on, CNBC and Barron's, they reported that Shad Khan might have interest in buying the WWE and that he would be okay with keeping Vince McMahon on. Now, one, I want you to weigh in on the odds that that would actually happen, and two, what that would actually look like if it did happen.
The skeptic in me, and this is all my speculation, it almost feels, Shad Khan, he's worth, I think, over $11 billion, but you know, that's what you're worth. You know, there's spreadsheet worth, what you're worth on paper, how many, you know, how much stock and stuff you have. And then there's how much cash you actually have on hand. And, you know, even the CNBC article, it notes that if they were to get into the game, Shad Khan and Tony Khan, who owns AEW, of course, if they wanted to be a realistic buyer, they'd have to get outside funding. And you look, when the UFC was sold, that's what it was. It was a bunch of groups coming in with outside funding. Endeavor purchased it, but it wasn't just Endeavor. They had other investors involved. The skeptic in me is that the cons kind of put that out there, maybe threw their hat in the game a little bit to, you know, be a part of the story. Because, mm-hmm. You know, why not? That's free publicity. You know, the story of AEW buying WWE, it's hilarious. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying it's a very amusing story. And so I could easily see that being what's going on with them getting that story out there. I don't see it happening at all. Of all the potential buyers, I think that's the least likely. I think that's between that and Saudi, those are the two worst options. And the reason being is we've seen what it's like when you have one giant wrestling company and no real number two, at least in the US. Mm-hmm. And I don't want that to happen again. Even though I think AEW has done a phenomenal job, I think Tony Khan has done AEW is to come from nothing and be where it is. It's amazing, but I don't want to see everything under one umbrella again. So I don't see it happening. I think it's But it's amusing. It's funny to think about it. And they said that they would be willing to find a role for Vince McMahon. And the thought of Vince McMahon working for Tony Khan is just one of the funniest things. Like,
Imagine Tony's like, we start every day with a big hug, Vince.
Yeah, you have Vince calling in sick to Tony, and Tony sneezing in front of Vince, and Vince just holding that in, just wanting to go nuts. Oh man, it would just be the best. I mean, I'd love it for the comedy's sake, and just if it were all captured on camera. But I think that's like 1% chance.
Yeah, we've got some great super checks here. Tornado Anthony Y says, the name says Khan on the contract, but the name isn't Nick Khan. It's Tony Khan.
Such an iconic moment. I don't know if you remember. Were you watching live then as a fan?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The high hopes we had for WCW back then. Like, we thought that they were going to bring it back. It was going to be another superpower again.
Oh, the invasion, and even the invasion. I was like, this is going to be the greatest thing that's ever happened in pro wrestling. This is a dream come true. Right. It was not for anyone who was not.
Spoiler alert.
it was not very good.
Instead of Kevin Nash and Scott Hall and Goldberg being part of the invasion, it was, you know, Mark Jindrak and
hey,
Sean Stasiak.
Put some respect to Mark Jindrak's name.
All due respect.
All due respect. So one thing though, we talked a little bit about the value being really high. I mean, I think that this amount is, I can see why Vince would want to sell. I can't imagine him ever getting more than this than he's going to get right now. I want to ask you though, you did mention about how difficult it would be or why it might not be a good move to sell it to Saudi Arabia because of PR and things like that. If you're selling and you're selling for what, if they're taking it private, meaning not really looking for investors, does it matter if the PR is bad? I mean, like, there's not really anything PR can do about it, right?
Yeah, well, if they sold to Saudi, what would happen is it's basically going to be run as it is, right? Like, they kind of stay out of it. They're invested in it. They're not involved in the day-to-day. So on the one hand, that sounds good. On the other hand, it's Saudi Arabia. And, you know, the Saudi-backed LIV Golf League, which has some of the biggest names in golf, you know, Brooks Koepka, Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, I mean, just some huge names, Cameron Smith, they haven't been able to secure a TV deal. And I know people could say, well, there's, you know, the PGA could be blocking that, but Fox has no ties with the PGA right now. They don't have a PGA contract. There's streaming services that don't have a deal with PGA, and still LIV Golf hasn't been able to get a deal. And LIV, you know, golf is considered a highfalutin sport. So,
right.
If they're having a hard time, you could see other U.S. networks being more apprehensive about getting in bed with WWE and just the optics of that. So there is that aspect of, would companies be as willing to throw money at WWE with the PR being out there that they're owned by, you know, Saudi Arabia?
So we got a few comments here that I wanted to get to. Brian Gasparic says, just get it over with Comcast. Tell grandpa to take his money and kick rocks. What I feel like Comcast, in my uneducated opinion here, is kind of the leader here. What do you put the odds are with Comcast being the person to make the move?
Well, it, you know, obviously the leader is going to be whoever puts the most money. And, you know, the big intangible is Vince. Does it matter to him a lot that he's involved after the sale or not? Or does it not matter at all? Because if he cares, if he wants to be the head honcho after a sale, if he wants to be in charge, that could change aspects of a sale. You know, there are probably companies that don't want Vince in charge. And that kind of stuff, you know, affect stuff greatly. So
there's
a lot of those kind of intangibles that you got to look at, because, you know, Vince, if anything has shown over the last 30 years, he didn't look like he was ready to step down last year when he did, when he was forced out.
Right.
So if he still really wants to be a part of that company and is willing to take a lesser offer just so he could be in charge of the company, you know, that's something that has to be considered.
Is there anything stopping him from just being in charge now? I mean, he kind of forced himself back in. It seems like if he wants something done, it's going to happen anyways. Is there anything stopping him from just putting himself back in charge now?
Well, he could now if he wanted to, but I think just because of the optics of it. It came out that Stephanie and Triple H did not want to sell. That was a report. I believe that was from Axios, that they didn't want to sell. And I almost wonder if Vince McMahon just saw the landscape. He's seeing Warner Brothers Discovery not looking to add on programming. They're cutting costs. You know, you see Netflix last December, just last month, they said they're not looking to live sports right now because it's a loss leader. You know, it loses money if you're just going by ad rates. And maybe he's seeing that these companies are starting to sour on spending tons and tons of money for sports. So best to sell now and get out. He sees Triple H and Stephanie not wanting to sell. And he's like, all right, I'm going to have to step in, take over so we can get the sale done now and get out when we can, you know, maximize profits and maximize the sale price. So again, this is all speculation, but I could see the Triple H and Stephanie not wanting to sell influencing Vince, you know, kind of almost not forcing his hand, but really getting him to be more aggressive into basically forcing himself back in.
I mean, I could understand Triple H and Stephanie not wanting to sell. It feels like they just got where they've worked their whole lives to get to sell it now. It feels like throwing away everything, not throwing it away, but like, this is what they've wanted their whole career. So of course they don't want to step away now or sell it now. Apparently it's being reported as well that Vince and Stephanie don't work together very well. And Nick Khan has been kind of the guy between those two, keeping things running smoothly, as well as between Vince and Triple H. So that might explain one of the reasons Stephanie McMahon decided to step away. Again, that's speculation. I'm just based on what the report says. But everyone's talking about Stephanie. We have from Ricky. He has a question here about someone else. What about Shane McMahon? Do you see him taking over WWE in the future?
I don't. I don't think Shane is any part of this, and I don't see it happening. I could see him maybe being brought back as a talent, but definitely not in charge, no.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So let me get your opinion. John Alston asks, am I the only one who thinks Disney buying WWE would be beautiful? Imagine WWE Sports Center segments weekly. Make it feel like a legit sport. I can see a lot of things. You know, what I think, the first thing I think of when I think of Disney getting WWE is the theme parks and rides and attractions and things like that. I mean, I could imagine The Undertaker's last ride at Disneyland, you know, or whatever they're going to call it. I could see those kind of things being a big deal.
Yeah. And someone asked about Comcast earlier, and I kind of got sidetracked. But the two deals that almost seem like it'd be a lateral move would be WWE selling to Comcast, NBCU, you know, Comcast owns NBCU, USA Network, et cetera, and WWE selling to Disney. Now with Comcast, in the immediate future, all it would mean is basically SmackDown moves to NBC, and SmackDown beats NBC programming in 18 to 49 on Friday nights pretty much every week. So in 18 to 49, you know, they'd get the ratings increase, and everything else is already on NBCU. You got Peacock, you got Raw, you got NXT, and then you could get the next day rights on Peacock as well, moving from Hulu to Peacock. So that would be, and I'm sure Peacock, to make the most on their investment as well as Disney, they'd want to add other programming and different things. Same thing as Disney. You know, Disney owns FX. I know a lot of people think FX is owned by Fox, but Fox sold it to Disney. You could do that lateral move where Raw is now on FX. Raw without USA Network, without Raw, does about 450,000 viewers in prime time. And that's what FX did last year. With Raw, it does like 625,000, 650,000. So basically without WWE, USA Network and FX are the same. And so FX gets WWE, they get Raw, boom, they're, you know, they shoot past a lot of these cable networks. So moving to Disney, you can get Raw on FX, you could get NXT on FX, you could move SmackDown to ABC. ABC does have 20/20 on Friday nights. I don't know if they could move that up, you know, up an hour, or move SmackDown to another night, like Wednesday night. Their Wednesday night lineup, SmackDown beats that in 18-49 every week. And then you move the WWE Network to ESPN Plus. So again, it's like everything. Disney has everything that WWE currently has. That would be a pretty easy shift over. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. You know, I don't see, and then ESPN, they could do, you know, WWE specials here and there. There's a lot you could do. So it makes all the sense in the world to me.
Well, Tox Kazim, I think, with the best idea here in the chat, with the super chat, the Bloodline versus the Avengers. LOL. You know, I take Roman Reigns, baby, in that one. I acknowledge my tribal chief.
Sammy's always doing the job. So
that's true.
I think you take one from Iron Man. I don't know. I don't know who's in the Avengers right now. Some of them died.
Yeah, they're not all there anymore. It's hard to keep up.
Right.
You know, the Avengers are maybe one of the few teams that have more programming than WWE teams, I think, with how much stuff they put out. but there was also a note here about a lawsuit filed against WWE in Delaware about a breach of fiduciary duty due to Vince McMahon coming back. But apparently it seems like that's unlikely to go anywhere unless the stock tanks.
It's hard to prove.
I don't really know much about what's going on with that.
Yeah, this lawsuit was filed earlier this week on Tuesday. But again, if the stock goes up and all the shareholders are making money, it's hard to say that you were hurt by it. So, you know, it's like, I don't like what he did, but ultimately everyone's making money. I can't see lawyers taking that on as a class action lawsuit or anything.
Yeah. So a lot of different options out there. Justine, I think the question of the day here, and I want to get your opinion here. Assuming WWE sells, Justine says, Jack and Raj, who would you guys sell the company to? Who would you sell it to? Who do you think is the person?
So assuming like everyone offers the same price, I'm taking that. That's interesting. I almost think Disney would be interesting because you have the ESPN aspect. Again, you could do stuff on SportsCenter. You know, they don't want to hurt the credibility of SportsCenter either by treating WWE as a total sport, but you could have Seth Rollins on, you know, for segments a lot. Roman Reigns, you know, those guys. And again, on ESPN Plus, you could have the WWE Network. I don't see the WWE Network on Disney Plus, you watch Disney Plus. I don't think those, you know, the bra and panty matches from the 90s will fit.
Right. Do you want to watch this Pixar movie or do you want to watch?
Looking at the thumbnails, they're like, whoop, no.
Antoine Fair says Hulk would so turn on the Avengers for his tribal chief. It'd be a good move too.
It'd be cool.
The Hulk would, but would Bruce Banner? That's the question. But yeah, so much. I mean, a lot of stuff here. If something were to happen, let's say the right offer and everything was put in place this afternoon, Raj, what is the timeline before anything do you think really actually happens? Because obviously it's not like a garage sale. You can't just say, I'll give you this much and then walk away with it. What kind of timeline does this usually take?
Well, I think a good recent example would be Elon Musk with Twitter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once that sale happened, it happened pretty quickly. And you know, same thing with UFC. Once the terms are agreed to and the purchase price is put in place, you're not looking at, for something, if it's two mergers, that's going to take forever. That takes a long time. But just a major media conglomerate purchasing WWE, I don't think more than a couple months.
Yeah.
And that's why the Saudi reports that happened earlier this week, and look, I think there were several people that reported that it was a done deal. And that was what was just kind of odd about it, was like how that was very fast. And again, you could come to terms really quickly if it's an insane offer, but normally these things take time.
If it was cash, if it was Saudi Arabia, how much faster does that make it? Could it be within the course of a few days? Like, because of course, obviously, and the reason I asked this question is because, of course, as you mentioned, Twitter blew up and people kind of just assumed it was WWE was sold already. But if they said, look, here's a bunch of suitcases filled with $8 billion in cash, if they throw that down, I mean, is that something that could really happen within the course of an evening or a night or a day?
I don't think so. Normally, when you drop the contracts, you still come up with an effective date. You're not like, this is tomorrow. You got to review all these contracts.
Right.
So, just by the contracts and the paperwork alone, no, it's still going to take time.
So I guess my final thoughts here, and obviously anywhere in the chat, let us know if you have any questions, like Darkwing Duck versus Finn Balor. I go Darkwing Duck. He gets dangerous. But
I don't know who that is.
He's an old cartoon.
I figured.
Scrooge McDuck. Daniel,
I know Scrooge McDuck.
Daniel says Scrooge McDuck versus Austin Theory. I want to see Scrooge McDuck versus Vince.
Yeah,
in a money swimming competition. Yeah. I want to see
bag of gold coins on a pole match.
It's got to be a strong strong pole. Yeah. So a lot of people have been talking. Do we see Vince McMahon on TV sometime in the next few months?
Well, from what they're saying right now, no. But I think as soon as that happens, if it happens, then all the stuff about Vince not returning to creative kind of falls apart. I think as soon as he starts returning backstage, that's the slow unraveling of him slowly becoming back, heading stuff up in management. So we don't know, obviously. No one can predict what Vince is going to do. He's a madman. But I mean that with all due respect as much as you can, but I mean, you just can't predict. Remember, he was freaking slapping papers out of Bob Costas's hand. And, he can't say, what he's going to do from day to day.
So speaking of Vince, we got a question here from Armando Gomez asking, anyway, this is because Vince has something health-wise, seems like it came out of nowhere. Now, obviously, we don't want to speculate on something like that, but any thoughts on that?
No, I think once Vince, there were rumors for months, or at least since early December, that Vince, there was that Wall Street Journal report that he wanted back in. And I think he really did ultimately kind of come to his own belief that he was let go. He was forced out, I should say, prematurely. And he didn't want to be completely disassociated with the company. So look, he wasn't going to retire. He had no plans to retire last year when he did. If that scandal didn't come out, he wouldn't have. So I just think he wants to be involved. I don't think it's more than that. And I do think, the one thing you got to say about Vince is he's been a brilliant businessman. You might not have liked his creative, but you know, the WWE Network, when that first was announced that it wasn't going to be an OTT regular channel, like a pay TV channel, and that it was going to be, I mean, that it was going to be OTT and not a cable channel. A lot of people were like, oh, this is never going to work. And, you know, it turned out to be a huge success that led to the Peacock deal, which they're making hundreds of millions of dollars a year off of. In terms of just business, he's been, you know, at the forefront. He's done an amazing job. He knows that aspect. So, yeah, you can't fault him on that, even though I think creatively he hasn't been his strongest in a long time.
And David Banks with a comment here I've seen a few times. We talked about Disney a little bit ago, David, but it says, would Disney see WWE to pay $4 to $6 billion like they did when they paid that much for Marvel and Lucasfilms? Sounds like WWE is asking for more than that, though.
Well, the Hollywood Reporter says $8.5 billion, but I don't know where they're getting that from. That seems to me high. The market cap right now is $6.5-$6.6 billion, depending on the stock price. So you would think it's at least $7 billion. So 7 to 8, you would think it's in that range. More than that, you know, the Saudis, I could see paying more and then taking it private. But other than that, I think any giant media company, that's going to be the range.
I think I said to you off air, but I know we all have our opinions and views of who Vince McMahon is, but I'm a big believer and he built this thing. So if he is going to sell it, I kind of feel like he has earned the right to be the guy to head it up personally. So we'll see how it goes. We'll see what happens there. We did get a super chat from Terry Allen Jr. Rumor of a WWE 2K23 teaser tonight. Are you excited? Raj, are you excited for the WWE 2K23 teaser?
Honestly, I haven't kept up with the video game side with everything that's going on. I haven't even heard of who would be the cover. It seems really early, right? Usually they announce it like April or May.
Yeah, it does feel a little bit early, but they had that year where they didn't make one and then I think revamped things. I don't know. I am a fan of the WWE games, but they've had so many really bad ones that now I feel like you've always got to prove it to me before I start to care. So I'm sure the trailer will come out. It'll look cool. I'm sure it'll have cool music and a cool cover star and it'll look all nice, but I wait until it actually comes out before I start getting too excited. And I wait till people tell me if it works or not. Cause they had one, I think 2020 was the year where it didn't even like, it kept glitching out and not working right. I think that really does it for the breaking news. Thank you to everybody, by the way, who joined us in the chat. Real quick, by the way, speaking of the chat, Lego Brick Collector, the question, do you guys think all of this WWE news is overshadowing the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, absolutely. Who has talked about the Royal Rumble in the last 2 weeks? And that's 2 weeks away now, right? 2 weeks from tomorrow.
It's coming up very quick. You're right. I mean, when you're watching the shows, it definitely feels like Royal Rumble's cool and coming up. But when the show's off and I'm not talking about the Royal Rumble with my friends or when we're, you know, chatting wrestling, we're talking about this succession that seems to be happening, the real life succession that seems to be playing out in front of our eyes.
Do you watch the HBO show Succession?
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't that feel like really tame compared to what's gone on the last 8 months?
Yeah. I was saying that before. I was like, Succession almost, cause I didn't watch it until just like after Vince stepped away, I binged it and I was like, it's cool, but I feel like WWE's
better. Yeah, I love Succession, but this is putting it to shame.
Yeah, this is so, and it's happening fast too. Like things are just. Right. I was asking, do you know of any company as big as WWE that has had this kind of turmoil at the top with changes and things like that in recent memory? That as far as a company as big as WWE is.
I mean, Disney had the whole thing with Bob Iger coming back recently, but that's not near, doesn't have all the dynamics that this does. I mean, Fox, you know, with Rupert Murdoch and all his two sons and his daughter and, for a while it looked like, I'm forgetting their names, but it mm-hmm. it was going back and forth with who it looked like was going to be in charge. And now, forgetting the guys, I shouldn't even speculate on which one is kind of leading the front, but Fox is kind of similar, but that's the closest thing.
We got a few quick things here too. David Banks asks, any thoughts on the Dave Meltzer story on the website? I saw there was something on there. I haven't had a chance to read it though.
I don't own the website anymore. I'm not involved in the editorial aspect. That I had nothing to do with it. And you know, look, when I ran it, I wouldn't have stories on other reporters. That's just, it's not something I would have run.
Yep. And then we got Rob McNeely, your pal Bischoff should buy. By the way, I wanted to bring this up because you were on Strictly Business with John Alba and Eric Bischoff, and it was a great episode where you guys talked all about, by the way, selling Wrestling Inc. and the business side of things and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Check it out. The latest episode of Strictly Business with yours truly. So that was really fun, and I had mentioned this on Twitter, but I was a huge wrestling fan, late 80s. Kind of started getting out of it like 93. And then once Nitro started and the NWO started and then WWF started kicking it into high gear, became a super fan again and started Wrestling Inc. And Eric Bischoff had a lot to do with that. And then I started Wrestling Inc. And I sell Wrestling Inc. and I'm on Eric Bischoff's podcast. So it's kind of like life coming full circle in a lot of ways. So that was kind of neat.
In this world, I always say, if you could tell your younger self what you'd be doing sometimes, it's crazy.
Right. And one of the things on Bischoff's podcast that we discussed, someone mentioned SmackDown, Fox losing money with SmackDown. Almost every sport, live sport, is losing money. As far when you just compare ad rates, there's other things like carriage feeds and things like that. But, you know, live sports right now make so much money that, you know, they're basically loss leaders. But you take those out, and like I mentioned earlier, USA Network without WWE, they go from 600,000 viewers on average in primetime to 440,000. You take the NBA away from TNT, you take Major League Baseball from TBS, you take the NFL from Fox. You take these sports away, and then all of a sudden, these networks don't mean anything. So they need these sports, even though they're overpaying for them. So it's not just SmackDown. Morgan Stanley, they had that analysis on SmackDown, but you can really do that with any sport. I guarantee you, Raw, Dynamite, and NXT are not profitable when it comes to ad rates.
Yeah, very, very interesting there. We have Josh Alston with, I think, the final question of the show. Unrelated, though, do you guys think Jay White comes to WWE?
You know, it's funny because I think the Vince stuff just changes a lot of things. But I do think he does. I do think that's where he ends up.
I mean, I'm a big believer in sign with whoever pays you the most money. And I have to imagine that it'd be WWE that's paying the most money. So I would say that's probably where he's going to go.
That's what I think Mercedes, I still have a hard time saying Mercedes Moné. Yeah. Wanting to say Sasha Banks, but I ultimately think if it's between AEW and WWE, especially after this past week, I think she ultimately ends up in WWE before AEW as far as signing a long-term deal.
Yeah. Unless she gets it all the way into Hollywood, we'll have to see how that plays out.
She just got a movie deal. Yeah. Just signed on for a new action movie.
I mean, once you start getting those paychecks and you're not taking bumps, hard to go back. Ask right. The Rock. Ask all the other guys that have left for movies. But I think that does it for us. I want to thank everyone who joined us in the chat. We've got Magma, Neo. We got Henry Martin, Ricky, of course, David Banks, El Wayish, Ananki. I don't know if I'm saying that name right. I apologize. Killer of Demons. You got Antoine, of course, Joe's Mo. I think it's supposed to be Joe Schmo. Joe's Mo. Daniel, Baby Ice, and Nelly Belly, and Rob McNeely, Chris Aldridge. Everybody, thank you so much for joining us in the live chat.
Real quick, I just want to jump in real quick. Jack and I will be doing these anytime a big story breaks out. So You know, like when Stephanie McMahon resigned, we're going to start doing these. So, you know, make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you like this video, subscribe. We're going to be doing these. And on the weeks where there's not a big story, we don't have a podcast on Thursday. So I think during the day, you know, we'll just kind of look at the big news throughout the week. So we'll try to, you know, Jack and I will try to do at least one of these a week, if especially if there's nothing big going on. So keep checking this out, like and subscribe. And for this video, I know there were a lot of comments that we didn't get to. Please leave your questions in the comment section below, and I will reply to anything I can regarding the sale.
Yeah, absolutely. I try to be very good about going back into the videos and looking at the comments. So definitely let us know any questions that are in the comments. And also hit the little bell button. I think that notifies you when new episodes go up. But like you said, Raj, like, comment, share, subscribe. We're going to be doing these more often to chat with you guys about the news. And what's cool is if you're here live for it, you can be a part of the chat and you can be a part of the dialogue and the conversation. I always like to make sure that we're including you guys. So definitely want to see you there. By the way, go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Put a little message in there as well and say you love Jack and Raj and their new news segment. That'd be very appreciated. But before we go, Raj, where can the world find you and all the stuff you're working on?
Well, you and me, sir, we have been doing some financial videos at youtube.com/@practicalmoney. You know, I'm old when I'm saying at sign at practical money. Yeah. You know, in the last video, we discussed our favorite investment of all time. It's very simple, easy to do. So check it out. And also check it out tonight. Issa, Alfred Kanawa, Glenn Rubenstein back with the Wrestling Podcast. They're going to have, you know, discuss more of this as well as review SmackDown and Rampage. So make sure to check that out tonight.
Yeah, they do a great job of covering SmackDown and Rampage and, of course, talking about the news there as well. So I'm sure they'll touch on that as well. Make sure to chat with them. NYC Demon Diva popping in here at the very end. You don't have to put Issa in the review, but if you want, you know, list all your favorite hosts. Definitely put Issa in there as well. But yeah, you can follow me at Real Jack Farmer, where again, I'm working with Raj. You can also search our new show by putting #PracticalMoney into Twitter.
You watch Cobra Kai, it's like #brown practical money.
So check out all that. Raj, I think that does it for us. Thanks so much. Thank you to everyone. Like, comment, share, subscribe. We'll see you guys next time, and we'll see you at Wrestling Inc. right after SmackDown and Rampage.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.